What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Good morning, Caleb.
It's nice to see you out here at work.
It is weird. You call it work?
I called it work today while I was on the phone with my health insurance company filing a complaint against a nurse I think should be fired.
And it's
which
a dude?
Is a story we should tell, yeah.
And
I was like talking and you guys were talking to me and then I was like, shit, sorry, I'm at work.
I'm at work.
I didn't know what else to say, but like, right. Shit, sorry, I'm at my podcast's office, I think would be a little.
Well, if you call it work, they know that we really mean it. Like when you're like, I'm going to
my
podcast.
Totally.
I'm going to eat my podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I also talk like that, which is a little bit of a problem.
I have to find a complaint. I would like a valid complaint.
I haven't said this on the show yet, but so this is actually like really wild. And worth talking about. And, and also we'll talk about it briefly because there's no need to get into how legitimately mad I am, but I was really mad. I don't write Yelp reviews. I don't write reviews. I don't not tip. You know what I mean? Life is hard. Jobs are hard.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes all the time. For the first time in my life, I filed a complaint. I Karened today.
Dude.
Yeah. I got all Karen-y. I called the manager of my life. I called my mom. I called my manager, my mom. I've been going to therapy for, we also don't talk about this a lot on the show. It's interesting, but it's a big part of my life. If you haven't listened to any of my other stuff, you might not know. I have been working very intently throughout my entire adult life on my mental health because I have depression and anxiety. I also have a bunch of anger, and I don't like that. I really want to have kids one day. I don't want to take it out on them. I went through a bunch of stuff. I would like to do what I can. And this is all driving towards saying something about this. So that's true, and I've been working on it, going to a lot of therapy. I never have taken medication for depression or anxiety, and it's because I used to do a lot of drugs, and it just kind of scares me. It doesn't scare me, though, because I think I'll get addicted to it. It scares me because I don't want to be doped up.
Right,
and
right.
I like, you wouldn't, the thing is that if you talk to addicts that I talk to don't believe me, but I never went to NA or anything like that. I just did a bunch of drugs and then I stopped, and now I'm filled with fear about it. I used to do heroin. I never injected it. I smoked it. That difference is important, but it's still heroin.
Smoking and, sounds cooler than the.
Yeah. I got heroin brand cigarettes.
If we could have smoked the vaccine, I don't think it'd be.
I did. I don't think it worked because I have COVID right now. And I got a lot of COVID.
Yeah. They wouldn't call it the Fauci ouchie if you could smoke it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, they call it the fucking.
Yeah, the Fauci ret.
Fat dude. Yeah. The Fauci fat.
Did you get your
dude.
Doctor cigar? So. I know I'm not going to do heroin again. And again, it's really funny. It's this like really funny thing where when you've done it, I know. But it's other people were like, well, you could slip there anytime. And that's true for some people. I really don't think it is for me. I also do drink a lot sometimes. So anyway, finally, I'm 39 years old. I've been talking to a new therapist. I've been thinking a lot about feeling better and how like a lot of the depression hasn't gotten better. And maybe it's like time to try medication. I have a lot of friends who tried medication and you have to talk to a medical doctor and someone in the like medical field. I've always had a talk therapist that was a psychologist. They don't have a medical degree. They can't prescribe me drugs. So I made an appointment with a psychiatrist through my health insurance and, it was with a doctor, but they set me up with a virtual call with a psychiatric nurse, this guy, yeah. And And it was just wild, dude. It was wild. Because on the call, he was like, tell me about yourself. And I said everything I just said. I'm really nervous because I used to do a lot of drugs. He asked me how much I drink now. And I was like, I was totally honest. And Caleb pointed this out. No one's ever honest about this.
Right. We still can't study it. We can't, you know.
There's no way. And that's why I gave that whole explanation of my feelings about, like, it's a really funny thing where, like, I fully understand how what I said to the guy was unnerving because I'm on the phone with him trying to get meds, and I told him I used to do hard drugs and I drink a lot now. I'm not stupid. I know that's crazy. My problem isn't that it bugged him or that he wanted to talk about it. It was that he went crazy.
Yeah.
It was really weird. So he asked me those. So now in his brain, the first things he asked me were the drinking thing. I told him I drink every other day, 3 or 4 drinks a night. And the thing is that's on average true the last 2 months, but it's because I moved to New York and I'm seeing all these new friends. I'm riding the train. I'm excited. I'm partying.
And you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
It's not like you're, you know, in a hotel drinking airplane bottles of rum alone.
Totally.
And that would be weird.
And like, but I'm like, I'm literally in my head, I'm like, I'm calling to get like drugs that could interact with alcohol. I want to be so honest that nothing could go wrong. So I tell him that. Then I tell him the thing about the drugs. And then I say, and that was like 15, 16 years ago, I quit. I don't do drugs at all anymore. And I shit you not, the guy goes, oh, alcohol's not a drug?
Oh.
That's how combative he said it.
That sounds like you're dating or something.
It's like,
oh, alcohol. Like, you shouldn't say,
what are you, my father?
Like,
yeah, exactly. It's also, and then it becomes this conversation where I'm like, oh, sure, no, I know that. And he was like, listen, for where you're at with drug and alcohol use right now, not only do I not feel comfortable prescribing you anything, you need to go to a rehab detox facility immediately, a brick and mortar facility. And this is what he said. He said, because now you're having a drink every other day, any day now, it's going to become every day. And I was like, all right, hold on, man. You don't know me. I was actually kind of exaggerating because I wanted to be fully honest. I don't drink that much generally. Right now, I'm drinking a lot because I'm partying. I'm being real with you. I just am not. I don't think I need to detox, but I can hear you. And he was like, I do not feel comfortable giving you care. We deal with people who need a mild to moderate amount of care for the depression and anxiety. And I interrupted him and I was like, hey, man, you didn't ask me a single thing about my depression and anxiety. And he was like, we're going to refund you. I'm sorry we couldn't help you. And then he hung up the phone. And the only reason that's like, again, if you hear everything I said about drugs and alcohol and you're like, that's a lot to learn about you taking depression meds. I agree with you, bro. That's why I was telling you. Right. But I got to tell you, man, if you work in a mental health field and that's how you talk to somebody that crazy. You think is an addict, not only should you quit, you're a piece of shit.
Right.
You're like a bad guy. I want to work in mental health, but I have no ability to stay calm.
And you can't even make a diagnosis.
Like, bro.
Remember when people are like, I can't really diagnose Trump with anything because I haven't met him?
Right.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's what people were saying. A psychologist, about, like, you just.
About like a murderous psychopath.
Right. So yeah, it's who's this dipshit?
Right.
Oh, man, he's having 3 or 4 drinks every a few nights. What?
There's
what
so
the
much
fuck?
About it that's funny, dude. And I literally, the more I thought about it, the angrier I got, because it's just sort of like, I've been through the ringer with mental health shit. I've thought about it a lot. I've talked to a lot of people. I've called a suicide hotline. And like, the reality is that like, anything anyone thinks on any side of mental health is valid. You just don't be a dick.
Right.
I think it's the only thing it says in the DSM.
Don't be a
dick.
It's
for some reason 10,000 pages, but on page 1 it says don't be a dick, and the rest is just pictures of horses.
Isn't that the Hippocratic Oath, you know?
Don't be a dick.
Do no harm.
Do not ever be a dick. Yeah.
Right. That's so insane, and that's the point that, and this, you know whose fault this is? Your fucking fault, listeners, because you're going to the doctor going, I drink like...
Yeah, this is what Caleb said right away, and I think it's true. He was like, you're the first person in history to tell them the actual amount of alcohol you're drinking.
Right. It's like going on a first date and you're like, I had sex with 46 people. And they're like, whoa. And it's like they have two, but they're like, it must be 150.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I've had sex with 46 and I say 12.
Yeah. What's your sex number? Zero? Less than zero. Negative 10.
I have two virginities.
Yeah. I'm on my third virginity. Yeah. Man, I've had sex with so few people. I just like cannot stop not coming.
Yeah, dude. It's just like,
yeah, so I like called my insurance company and I filed a formal complaint. Like a dad.
Wow. Formal complaint. I did that once on an Uber. It was an Uber. It was like a van to a prison. I've never been in a bumpier ride. I felt unsafe. And I never feel it, but I was just like, this guy cannot drive Ubers.
Yeah.
And that's taken Ubers for like 10 years and shit.
Yeah, dude. I'll never understand review people. I've got to really be pushed over the edge. Only one time when I was a Lyft driver, and I was a Lyft driver for a few years, one time I gave a rider a bad review. Every now and then I would give someone who was rude to me like less stars. Yeah. But dude, it was so funny. It was honestly so funny. It was like kind of a fun night. So I picked up these two girls at the Staples Center, and I saw the marquee as I was driving away. It was Zed. Do you know who Zed is?
Zed.
He's like a Vegas trance DJ.
I did not know that.
Those guys are so popular, they sell out the Staples Center. Like Avicii, before he died, was like selling out stadiums. And so Zed, this trance DJ, plays the Staples Center. And I pick up these two girls who are like dressed for a very, very expensive night out. So like not only are they having a night, you could also sort of tell they were rich. And if they weren't rich, they were being rich today. And you know what I mean?
Being rich.
Yeah. They're very nice to me with their words, but they were there was very clearly like a big wall of money between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And they were showing each other the like stories or Snapchats from the night. And every story, there was like this thumping dance bass in the background, and they're yelling at each other over them talking. And the third or fourth story was just one of them going, "Oh my God, Meredith, remember when you dated a fucking Lyft driver?"
Oh my God.
And so they like shut it off so frustratedly that the phone fell to the ground and I just cackled laughing. I just could not stop fucking laughing for like three blocks. And then we didn't talk for the rest of the ride. And they were like, "Thank you." And I was like, "Yeah, thanks." Wow. They got out of the car. They tipped me like $50, and I gave them one star.
Wow,
because that's what you fucking get.
Remember,
I mean, it wasn't
you
$50.
Dated a Lyft driver.
Yeah. Sorry, you hate poor people. Fuck you, dude.
Also, no one is a Lyft driver. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not what I like. I am a person who's doing that. Everyone's doing driving Lyft in between a thing.
It's so funny. Oh my God, you remember when you dated the one person in history who fell on hard times? Can you believe that some people need a job? who were you dating when you weren't dating a Lyft driver? What do you think Zed did before Zed got discovered in Vegas?
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you fucking do?
Yeah, what do you... That's a...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's so weird.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, how are you? That's a crazy thing, because I'm like, I would be afraid to say that in front of the Lyft driver. Like, there's a Lyft driver. That's just so.
I would be afraid to say that to anyone, because right. I would feel, I mean, I guess I just don't feel that way. Well, that's what that means, right? That's why it's like you're obviously like a horrible, horrible person, because everybody around you is just like, well, it's understood that people who drive Lyft are garbage.
And they don't mind you saying it around them.
You say it all the time. Yeah.
Say it in front of them, they'll go, yeah.
It's so funny, too. There's so many other things that are bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what would be really bad? Like, oh my God, Meredith, you remember when you dated Jeff Bezos? I would have been like, I would have paid them. I would have been like, thank you for getting my car. Damn, how funny would that be? Oh my God, Meredith, you remember when you dated a 9-year-old boy?
Whoa. And you were six?
Remember when you dated a talking stack of pizzas? How they talk, Meredith?
So it's weird. I've only ever dated women, you know?
Uh-huh. Not pizza.
Cishet women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to date.
Hell yeah, dude.
Person. Yeah. Favorite person to date.
Okay.
I like
but we, if we brought into things,
women.
I have a lot more
I
opinions.
Date female folks.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
If we're talking folks, I like them female.
I like them female. My favorite kind of folks.
But if we're dating inanimate objects, I mean, Snapple bottle.
Look, I wish that wasn't what cabinet. I like. I wish I didn't like the cishet ladies, but that's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm lucky. If you date guys, if someone dates guys, like 9 out of 10 of the guys were like horrific.
A fucking Lyft driver.
But I mean, like that, you're a good dude.
Thank you.
So think about like my sisters dated guys and then they both found the two good guys in the world and got married and all their boyfriends before them were shit.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Nightmares.
Totally.
But every girlfriend I've ever had, I'm like, thanks for dating me. They're great.
I know. It's so funny.
They all get. If
almost
you
all
reviews,
men are a wolf dressed like your grandma. Like, basically, every single man is like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I like skiing. And I own a BMW.
I would like
but
to
in
ride
their,
bikes with you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, I like, you know what I like? I like holding hands with a woman I love. While walking down the beach totally sober, thinking about kids, talking about kids, soon to be having kids. And in their brain, they're going, hey! Oh! Titty, 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 titty! titty murder, money, money, money. That's like...
That's a good...
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Like a DMX hook. Titty murder, money.
Titty murder, money, money, money. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the name of my album.
See, that's
now.
So funny. The girl's like, I just like hanging out and chilling, you know? I like video games and beer. And she's like, kid. He's going, titty murder. No, you know, I like titty murder.
I wish I could kill every other man. I want to kill every man and fuck every woman. And, and I just did like a little walking movement to imply that, I don't know, that's what men think when they walk.
That is what men think.
That's why we're all jogging, because when the left leg goes forward, that's fucking everybody. And when the right arm goes forward, that's killing everybody. You get it.
You know, okay, every war movie, there's a scene where they're going left, 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 right. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I always think...
Does that ever really happen? Generals, that's time to say the left-right chant.
It's interesting, too, because they go left, 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 right, left. Well, with the first two, what do you do with the right?
Right.
Hop,
I
hop,
don't
walk normal for a second. You know? I only do exactly what my drill sergeant says at every moment.
I just don't understand why they, like, is that supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be encouraging? Is it just Hollywood was like, well, what are they need to say something.
Oh, that is actually real, though.
They say left, 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 right, left.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things, actually.
What does that mean?
I know this because my dad was in the Navy my whole life, and he was an officer. And especially from when I was 6 to when I was 9, he was the XO, executive officer, second in command of the only recruit training base in America, in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so I was on that base a lot, and there are like packs of cadets in rows walking in step, jogging in step. And it's like, it's to keep them in time. It's to keep them walking at the exact same pace. That's literally left, 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 right, left. But then they say other shit that I'm forgetting.
I don't know, but I've been told that song.
And it's just it's because they're trying to turn you into a robot that moves at the exact same speed because they're trying to train you to follow orders because they want you to kill people with your hands. And I'm sorry to have a real answer. I just realized now that I totally
left,
killed a possible riff.
Left,
yeah.
Left. Still though.
Eat dinner now. But yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, the bugle too. That's so funny to me. They're really still doing that. That's really?
Yeah, totally.
Still doing that?
Especially like we're on a boat.
Yeah.
You're like blowing this bugle and the boat's just kind of creeping across the Suez.
It's also like, isn't it mostly now if you're on the boat, it's like, here's the war, you go like, beep.
Right.
Isn't that most of it?
Yeah. Are they saying left, 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 right, left when everybody's sitting at a laptop? Yeah.
They got their like joystick and they got the drone going. They're like,
yeah. Yeah, totally.
Drump, 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 bum. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the entire concept of the military has always been so fucking insane to me.
Do you think that's a piece of hay on my shoe there?
You have a piece of hay on your shoe?
Does that look like hay?
Oh, yeah. Were you farming?
I don't know how that could be there.
Huh. Well, let's eat it.
Is that a piece of hay?
If I touch it and it moves, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, is it a hay-shaped bug?
No, it's like a sticker. It's like a...
What the hell is that?
A thing that sticks to you.
Wow.
It's a seed.
I was not in a field, though.
A tree fucked you.
That wasn't there this morning.
Maybe it was in your sweet grain.
Oh, God.
I don't think it was. Don't worry.
Wow.
Oh,
I still
shit.
Think it could be a lie.
You did just take a dump.
Oh, yeah. Do you think I shitted that onto my
Maybe
shoe?
You shit a little pokey hay-looking thing. Man. Well, you eat so much sweet green.
That's true.
Yeah. Now you're basically a farmer. That's how you become a farmer. You eat a bunch of kale.
So, other than... So, you did heroin.
Yeah.
Now, all you do is... you don't smoke weed anymore?
No, I quit smoking weed in quarantine.
Damn, dude.
That was another thing about that phone call where I was just sort of like, buddy, if you would talk to me for a minute, you would find out, like, I'm not... Literally, I'm so scared of the counteracting of things that I want a little bit.
Right.
I don't
you're
want...
You're trying to... You're being responsible.
Yeah. And he's like, this guy's crazy.
You imagine if you told him how much I drink? Holy
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, do you
All
not...
the time I'm like, Dave won't fucking have beers.
I know. It was so hard
to me,
not be
you
like...
don't drink.
Right. Yeah. Like, people were always like, you quit all the time. People say it to me all the time. It's like the guy has never met anyone. And I think he might not have.
Maybe. Also, like, dude, as far as comedians go,
dude,
like, most comedians are chain smoking, cigarettes, and vaping, and they're smoking weed, and doing coke, and drinking tequila.
It's also like, dude, everyone everywhere is having a drink.
Yeah. There's bars every 10 feet of the whole country.
Most people get a drink with dinner. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to do here.
They sell it at the store.
You are in the wrong business.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I quit smoking weed in quarantine.
Damn.
Yeah.
And cigarette. When did you quit cigarettes?
In 2019.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I did smoke weed. This is another funny thing. Come to every time, the reason that this is such a big deal for me is that while I was on the phone with him, I got really nervous. I was like, fuck, man, maybe I do need to, because I don't know, maybe I do need to go to rehab. But then every time I think about it more, I'm like, wait, no. I was at a party where everybody was taking Molly in New York, and I did not take any Molly. And they were all getting high, and I used to get high. And I was like, oh, maybe I am a guy who wants to get high. And one of them had a joint. And I was like, can I have, like, a joint? And I'll, like, smoke a little on the way home. And they were like, yeah, sure. I got to the train, the one that goes from New York to New Jersey, the path. It was going to come in, like, 30 minutes. I went outside. I lit the joint. I took one hit. And I got so scared.
Oh no!
that I almost cried, and I literally the level of fear that I hit with like a little bit, and I was also hammered. I was so drunk. I don't get afraid when I'm drunk.
No.
You know what I do?
No, you get brave.
Yeah, you get like totally. I like say stuff like hello to people I don't know. Crazy stuff. How are you? Man, unbelievable behavior.
We got real drunk at the Netflix thing, and I was confident as shit.
I know.
I was zipping and zapping, dancing around.
Yeah, totally.
Crazy.
He kept asking Mr. Netflix for money.
Yeah.
Mr. Netflix was there. James Netflix. Yeah. No, totally. We were having such a good time.
But yeah, now it's like, if I smoke weed, it's like once or twice a year. It can't be mixed with alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's probably best to do it at like 4 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And then so it wears off right as the sun goes down. And then I have a glass of red wine and go to bed. That's a party.
The come down from weed is what I love. And I think the thing is that I'm actually just like a serious lightweight.
Yeah, me too.
And like, I actually do really love the feeling of being high. And when I was young, I really loved it. And I think I just kept getting more and more potent weed. I mean, also your brain, yeah, you know, changes or whatever, and things start to matter. So you can't just sort of like, you know, float around. I think that starts to affect people negatively with weed too. But like, there's got to be a specific strain or like a really low THC thing that I could smoke that would be fine. Because if I smoke really strong weed, I panic for like 2 hours and then it comes down, it softens a little. And I love it. Yes. I want to smoke whatever that is.
Right.
The after effects.
I go, give me an indica, make it weak as fuck.
Yes.
A pre-rolled joint, give me that. That's all I want.
Totally.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, what's your lowest, weakest, what would you give an old lady on her deathbed, you know?
It's also like, with weed, I didn't sign up for extra thoughts.
Right.
I wanted less thoughts. You don't give me more thoughts.
And how does it vary so widely? When I go drink beer, same every time.
Totally.
Different tastes, same buzz, same drunk.
Absolutely.
How do you like it? But why with weed am I rolling the dice?
Totally.
With my heartbeat and crazy thoughts?
Totally.
What the fuck? Make it one thing. I like it. I want it to be exactly like it was freshman year of college.
It's also stark. Like with booze, whenever it's like, if I have like a sad drunk day, it creeps up on me. Or I was sad already. Mm-hmm. I'll be totally normal, just hanging out at a bar. I know everybody in there. I've just had a good set. I've had a beer I really like. I take a hit of weed. And 30 seconds later, I'm like, everybody here's a cop. Everybody here's a cop that doesn't like me. I got to go. They're going to put me in jail. And they're going to tell everyone that I'm a loser. I'm going to loser jail. And why? What is that? It's like a switch that gets flipped.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird sometimes when, because every night has a trajectory. You know, I think of it like a bomb, where it's like you have the dropping of the bomb, it goes, and then there's mushroom cloud, and then it dissipates. And sometimes I'll just know that was the last second of fun.
Yeah.
And no one else has realized it yet. And I Irish goodbye like crazy sometimes. I'll just be like, that's the last second of fun.
Huh.
And I don't need Paige Weldon's bit. I quote it all the time where she's like, you don't need to say goodbye at parties.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not the Queen of England. Like, I'll be leaving. I must shake every hand. No one cares. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going to leave. Everyone thought you might leave. You don't really have to do that every time. You know, it's different at like a family thing, you know.
Or whatever, sure. I get what you're saying.
But like, you're just at a party where people are just drinking and having fun. And I was like, oh, like no one's going to be like, where was my goodbye?
Yeah.
They're all just drinking. Who cares? Yeah. Just leave. And that's what I do.
Julia Rossi has that great bit about she's married to Will Miles. And
that is funny.
And yeah. What a moron. Having a baby with that guy. No, she's like, her bit is about how she always Irish goodbyes, and she will go up to him and be like, I want Irish goodbye this party. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And then he goes person to person and goes, yo, dude, I'm an Irish goodbye.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
By the way, they're great. We love both of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. Very funny people.
Irish goodbye. And I'm Irish.
One time, I think I've told you this. One time I had a party at my old apartment in Glendale where I lived with Sharpie. For some reason, I don't know, there were like 30 people in my apartment. Wow. It was honestly one of the few times we had a party there. And it was great. It was like a bunch of people who know each other. Very fun. Getting real drunk hang, right? It was April 23rd or 4th.
Whoa.
And Will had just shot a thing. Or maybe it was like April 18th or something. He shot a 420 thing for Viceland. And they paid him in weed.
What?
And he, yeah. And he showed up at the party with like a massive bag of weed, and he rolled like two of the biggest joints I've ever seen in my life, and he smoked out the whole party.
Whoa.
And everyone got so high. And it turned into this just absolutely like slosh fest where we were just like shit faced, all of us. We were like children. Everyone was like, ah, what? You know what I mean? Like, you what? Come on. No. Just a bunch of drunk babies. And yeah.
I can't get high with a ton of people. That would have.
When I sobered up, which was no shit, like, 4 hours later,
whoa,
when I started to come down, I was like, damn, man, that was crazy. Where's Will? And someone was like, he left 3.5 hours ago. And then I talked to him the next day, and he was like, oh, yeah, dude, I left a half an hour after I got there. And I'll never stop making fun of him for it to this day. He brought a fucking pound of weed to a party, got everyone high, and left. He changed the trajectory of my entire life.
Wow.
And didn't even stay to pick up the pieces.
Wow.
He's a supervillain, that guy.
So he's the coolest supervillain.
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wild, right?
Yeah, that's I've been high at a party before, and I hate that.
Yes.
I need to be high in a room or a porch or a tent. I can't be high and like go to the fridge and then come back. No way, dude. No way.
Man, you know what
I've been doing?
People
coming in the door, get out of here.
I started doing this thing because, do you know Irene Morales?
Yeah, New York comedian. I know of her.
She's a really good friend of mine. She's great. She's really funny. We were hanging out. I was like meeting up with her at a show, and she was like, "Sorry if I'm acting a little weird. I got really stoned." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm sure you're fine." But then when I got there, I got drunk, and I realized that I could do this thing that I now do all the time when I'm around people who are high. When someone new would walk up, I would be like, don't mind Irene. She's acting really weird because she got really high. And she'd be like, shut up. Stop it. And as I was leaving, I was like, sober up. Oof, not good. Your behavior is bad. Yeah. Take that one with you. It's a lot of fun. Torture your friends.
I did a thing one time with one of my old roommates, Casey, who's one of my best friends, and he got really high, and it was like weed was new to him, and he was just super, super high, and he comes up to me, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm really high. One of your arms is being weird. I don't know what to do. Can I, like, should I drink water? Like, he's like, he needs help. He's just like, I'm very confused. I'm very high.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, I love you, man, but you have got to stop speaking Spanish.
Because
I don't know what you're saying.
You're a mean guy.
And I convinced him that he got so high he no longer could speak. I was like, I don't know if it's Spanish. Dude, what is this?
Oh my God, dude.
And he's like, what is it? And I was just, and then I started being like, it doesn't make any sense. And I convinced his childlike high brain.
This is a nightmare.
He was not speaking English.
This is the worst account of bullying I've ever heard in my life.
He brings it up about once a week. He'll be like, remember that time you convinced me I was speaking another language?
Yeah.
And I was so high I believed you?
If he was on acid or mushrooms when you did that, I would think you're a bad person.
Well, I was like 19. I was a bad, I was not a... I did not care about bullying and hurting my friends.
Yeah,
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in fairness, if it's a really good friend.
We punch each other in the balls, totally. We shotgun beers, and psychologically torture each other.
My friend Lewis. So my friend, I had this like group of friends that we hung out like every day my senior year of high school. And like we were friends before that, but we particularly became really tight senior year of high school. And so my best friend through all of high school was this kid, Bobby, who's he'd lost his dad at one point, and it was just him and his mom and his sister. And his mom was like really, really nervous about like making sure he was okay and that he'd be okay in life, right? And so anytime he got into trouble, she got like really mad and scared, and she like didn't want him to get into trouble, right? And Bobby and I hung out all the time. This is a very important detail of this story. So then enter my senior year, our new close friend, Lewis, who who did exactly what you're talking about all the time, that type of shit. And so one day, Bobby and I, we used to hang out with these kids in a neighboring town, Washingtonville, these goth kids. Some of the best days of my life spent in this goth basement.
Dude, hell yeah.
Listening to Cold Chamber, watching Eddie Izzard videos.
Oh, shit.
Totally. I mean,
it's the best.
Trying brown weed. Yeah.
Brown weed.
Brown weed, dude.
The
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah, with big old seeds. Seeds as big as your head. We were like, we left early. I was with, Bobby was driving. I was with my girlfriend at the time. And we were like, we couldn't go there. It was like daylight out. And I don't know why we left so early. I don't know. But we had like an hour to kill. Mm-hmm. And so we drove around looking for a street sign to steal.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That used to be so fun.
Totally. I had never done it before. And I was like, yeah, we can, you know, this is, you know, I got to check this off the list, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We were the types of kids. I don't know. It's weird. It like sort of makes me sound like a hooligan, and I guess I sort of was. We would
yeah,
like,
of course,
we would like throw trash cans at people's trash cans. You ever done that?
Yeah, all teenage dudes are hooligans.
Except it's weird because I also was very very afraid of getting in trouble. I just don't want to mischaracterize myself as some sort of cool guy. When I was with my friends, I was like, aha, I'm going to kick this over. Ha ha! And then I would be like, I don't want detention. I do not want it. I'll do anything. but anyway, so.
Reluctant hooligan.
Yeah, totally. Scared hooligan.
Try to hit, knock over mailboxes with a bat that you miss every time.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh. I guess I got bad hand-eye coordination. Well, hello, Mr.
Easy
Officer.
Out.
You can't arrest me. I missed the mailbox.
Yeah. You're allowed to swing a bat.
But we also did, oh, man, one of my favorite things, my mom, like, didn't understand. I had, like, punk flyers all over my room, and I talked about punk rock all the time, and my mom didn't really get it, but she wanted to. It was really sweet. She would, like, try to get me stuff I could decorate my room with, and one year for Christmas, I unwrapped a roll of caution tape. And she was like, for your room. And I was like, this is the sweet, what a wonderful woman. So one day, I was at, this is a side story, but I was at my friend Henry's house and his sister was having a party and we didn't know her and her friends very well. And they were sort of like jockey, like tough guy. And we were like, let's get out of here. And then we caution taped off the end of his street and just sat there. And when, like a guy in like an IROC Z pulled up and was like, oh, what the fuck? Like it was, it was awesome.
Great.
But anyway, we, what was the story that, oh yeah. So Bobby and I and my girlfriend back then, we were driving around and we found a sign for a street called Woodcock Mountain Road.
Oh, that's a good name.
Bobby pulled over. I ran up to it and it wasn't screwed in. It was just shoved in. So I started punching it from underneath to pop it out.
Whoa.
And then I hear whoop and a cop like literally saw me. And we look over and we were like, wow, this is on a 4-lane road that we're. Jeez. Wow, we did not pay attention. And so, dude, and like, it was so crazy. The cop, his name was Officer Post. It was so hard to not laugh at him.
What?
Post? I'm
Officer
Post.
Post.
Yeah, totally. My first name's Mean. I'm Mean Post. And I'm a cop who pulls over kids.
What a name.
He told us he wouldn't give us a ticket or put it on our record as long as we told our parents and had our parents call him. So I was, again, I was honest. I just told my parents, and my parents were super strict and like mad at me all the time, but it was the one time they were so happy I got in trouble and I just told them. They were like, yeah, you know, just don't do that stuff anymore. They like weren't mad. They were like, yeah, it was weird that you got caught. That was weird. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. My dad yells at me for wearing a hat inside. What the fuck?
Well, at least they're just happy you have friends. You know?
My girlfriend. Wow. And that's what's it called, everybody. No, I know, I know, I know, I know.
You don't want a lonely kid.
You
want a kid with friends.
Bobby and Jen told their parents I made them do it.
What?
Isn't that fucking crazy? And then Bobby's mom, like, starts hating me. And, but he, like, still hangs out with me all the time. And one day, I go over there with Or no, no, no. I'm sorry. One day, like a year later, we're all hanging. I like go to their house and she's like screaming at me about something, or she's really mad at me. And I'm like, ah, Miss White, I'm so sorry. Ah, and I just leave her, whatever. And then we go and we're drinking. And I'm like, God damn it. She hates me so much.
Yeah.
And Bobby's like, yeah, you know why, right?
Oh, God.
And I was like, why? And he was like, well, you know, I told her, I'm sorry. You know, I wanted to get out of it being my responsibility. And then I told her that it was me eventually. But then Lou came over later, and while I was in the bathroom one day, he just told her that you're the one that introduced me to drinking and the one that introduced me to weed, and you're the one that made me steal the thing. And I was like, Louis, what the fuck, dude? And he was like, ah, gotcha. And I was like, got me. She's going to hate me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Like, all the Beatles moms hated Bob Dylan. Oh, yeah. They
really?
Yeah, he gave him weed.
Yeah.
They yeah, all called like, their moms, freaking out.
He's blowing in the wind.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm fucked up. Bobby Dylan came and...
Wow, that's hilarious.
They got those old phones that have two parts. Operator, get me Ms. McCartney. Oh, I'm fucking seeing shit. What'd you put in the...
Oh, my God. That's so funny, dude. Well, yeah, I mean, they were like, what, 21 when started making music?
Oh, shit.
That's funny to think. How do you think, how old was John Lennon when they made Sgt. Pepper's?
I don't know, like 25.
That's fucking insane.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're like changing music. They're like,
yeah, totally.
Just got debit cards.
they blame Bob Dylan for putting out Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, totally.
I don't remember.
Their parents are like, where'd you get the sitar? Who gave you the sitar?
It's so funny because I love George Harrison, but if anybody, I mean, dude, he was the youngest one. He was like 23,
yeah.
And he came back from India with a big handlebar mustache and a sitar.
Totally.
How is that not annoying?
Yeah.
Like, if you went to India and came back with a sitar.
I do wonder, looking back, if the Beatles were a great band or if just they were the first people to do stuff.
Yeah, they were.
They were the first English people to leave England.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just got back from India.
Yeah. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
No one even knew what it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just, I mean, they also are good. I mean, they wrote some good stuff, but I think all the music before the Beatles just sounded like shit.
Yeah, and it was just the things that were considered trippy, a lot of the times were another culture, just straight up another culture.
Yeah.
Or it was like an animal. Their ideas were very basic, like, oh, what if we hung out with a raccoon? And everyone was like, this is fucking mind-blowing, dude.
Well, all white people music before the Beatles, like even the Beatles' first few albums is just like, we want to go to the store with a lady I like, and I like... Like, it was just horseshit. It was all horseshit.
Go to the store.
Yeah, it was like sweet boy music.
Yeah.
I like the town that I'm from.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. It's just not that good.
Yeah, man. That song, Help Me, Rhonda, was literally just like, I'm trying to put these papers away. Rhonda, help!
Yeah, Lollipop,
yeah,
that doggy in the window, it's all of that shit. White people's music was just boring as shit.
I got a boyfriend.
Right.
I got a boyfriend.
That's a, what?
There are like over 1,000 songs about what kind of car that person has.
He's got a Chevy driving down the road, I don't know how it's going fast. I'll drive a Corolla. And all those songs too.
It's
like,
an automatic.
It's like a 3-minute song about a car that can go 40 miles an hour.
Yeah. So we got into my Geostorm and we went down to the dog beach. Yeah. You know that song?
Yeah.
It's by Elvis. Taking my Geostorm to the dog beach. I meant to say dog beach, but I said dong beach.
Dong beach.
Yeah. Which isn't that every beach, if you think about it. Every beach is a dong beach, if you let it
dong
be.
Dong beach. You ever been to a nude beach?
You mean a dong beach? No, I've never been to a nude beach. I've been to a beach where they make you wear a ton of clothes.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
I saw one time I was at Myrtle Beach, and I'm just sitting there, and I look down the beach, and there's just a naked man, fully naked man.
Oh.
And I had just looked down there. So it literally looked like a time traveler had appeared. I looked down there, no naked man. Then I looked back.
Huh.
20 seconds later, naked man.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? No shoes, just butt-ass naked.
Damn.
And doesn't look worried. He's just like... He's just looking out at the water. And then, like, I'm like, is anybody else seeing this shit? And then very, very slowly, you can see, like, on the horizon, one of those police jeeps. You just got to see it going. He doesn't even turn on the light. He's just like, hey, you're naked. The guy's like, what? And he's like, you got to go. You got to go. And I think about this guy all the time because I'm like, how did that? So one thing I kept thinking was someone had gotten caught cheating or something. And so a naked guy literally like tried to escape out a window and was just like, ah, I'll run onto the beach or something.
And chill.
Yeah. But like somebody came home early from work and he's like, shit, 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 shit. And he jumped out of a beach house window and just like naked on the beach like, gah. And then the cop's like, and he's like, I know, I just, I don't know my clothes are in there.
Wow. Also a distant cop.
Yeah. You just see it.
So funny.
Very slow, like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding.
You can
me.
Almost like see them answering the phone. And
you
putting
can't
it down.
Be naked. This is horrible.
Okay, now, let's imagine that story is exactly the same, except the naked guy appears in this room. We just look over and Walter Matthau's over there naked. Bucket hat, fishing pole.
Naked with a bucket hat.
And a fishing pole. Don't leave out the fishing pole. Naked old man, bucket hat, and fishing pole. We look over and he's just sitting there right now. What do you do?
I mean, I would probably pass out and shit my pants.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Because anything supernatural occurring ever would shatter my brain.
Yeah, totally.
Because there's just no way.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, what would that be? He's a time traveler. Could be a Terminator.
Yeah.
What if the Terminator was the exact same, except it was Walter Matthau?
Because the Terminator doesn't need to be in shape.
No.
He's just a robot.
It's a robot.
He doesn't need to be ripped.
No.
But
they
no one
have
would
made
watch the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a ripped Terminator.
Yeah, it's bullshit, dude.
I know.
I want to see a fat Terminator. Why can't we get a fat Terminator?
Yeah,
dude?
And he's like, it takes him forever to steal enough clothes.
I'll be back.
Motorcycle keeps like
it's just bad for all the equipment. That's so funny. Hey, welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
Welcome to What's It Called. We love you.
Longest, greatest cold open
of
all
time. We're
the
Potato Boys.
Yeah, get ready to lay down.
Yeah, most podcasts are over by now.
Yeah.
That was just us.
Not us. We haven't even started. Yeah,
live from New York.
On. We're about to do a podcast.
Hell yeah, we're the Potato Boys. Get ready to lay down.
Yeah.
We rename shit in an office. We're Dave
That's
and Caleb.
Right.
Hell
our
yeah.
Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo. There's
yes,
links
it is.
To our Twitter, Instagram, and our Discord and our Patreon on there. If you want more episodes of us, our Patreon, everybody on the Patreon gets a shout out. We shout out our $25 patrons at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
And if you want to join in on renaming stuff with us, we announce what we're renaming on Twitter at What's It Pod. And if you reply, we read our favorites on the show.
That's right.
This week, we are renaming Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, the best movie.
And I actually read this years ago at this point. I think it was 25 years ago that I read this, that Goodfellas could not have been made were it not for Mayberry IPA from El Segundo Brewing. El Segundo Brewing is the sponsor of this podcast, but
yes.
That is not related to the fact that they are the heart and soul of the movie Goodfellas.
They also single-handedly are keeping our economy afloat.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. All their beers are good. They all taste good. They fill you up. They never let you down.
Yeah.
And they're great. They got a great selection of flavors. And they're not one of these places, oh, we only got IPAs. They got all that shit.
Lately,
all that shit,
I've been doing Mayberry this week. Big fan of the Mayberry IPA.
Mayberry. Yeah, I'm going to have one for our Patreon episode. And who knows? I might have a broken skull. I don't give a shit.
Oh, shit, dude.
Do you know Stone Cold Steve Austin has a beer that he has made, and he made it with El Segundo?
Yeah.
It's just fun. Pick up a pack of broken skulls. It's a fun thing.
Do it. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese drinks El Segundo. So does Brian De Palma. It's the only thing they agree on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't know they had beef.
They fucking hate each other, dude. they fist fight every day.
You know, if Judd Apatow drank Mayberry IPA, his movies wouldn't be so fucking long.
Yeah.
On it.
And they would also be good.
Short, good, and better.
His name would be Judd Apatow. Yeah, instead of Judd Krapatow, like he is now. Got him, fucking loser.
So
I'm going to donkey kick that guy off his pedestal.
Yeah, piece of shit.
I wanted to say donkey kick, and then as I said it, I was like, that's not cool.
No.
It's lame. I said something lame instead. Because it's like a bat kick. It's like a Double Dragon 2 kick.
I don't know anything about kicks.
Oh, man.
You imagine getting kicked?
Like, really hard?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really funny.
It would be so funny to see you kick someone.
It would be really funny to see, like, if you and I get in a fight, the first thing you do is kick me.
That would be everybody's looking for a punch.
Like,
no one's expecting a kick.
And you get like, ah!
That's how you win a bar fight.
Totally.
Hit them across the face with a El Segundo beer and kick them.
Do a roundhouse kick.
Dude, hell yeah, dude.
A windmill kick. All right, dude. Should we say our names for Goodfellas?
Hell yeah. New names for Goodfellas, the best movie.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Here we go. New names for Goodfellas. You think I'm a funny?
Oh, my God. That's so funny because my first one is Stand By Me.
Oh, it's just too much fun. We got Karen.
Oh, yeah,
If it was just called Karen. He says it so much.
Yeah.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen.
Why?
They would have never found it. Karen.
All right. The Godfather remix.
I got Italian fellas.
You're Tony Soprano, and you're Tony Soprano, and you're Tony Soprano.
I got Hobbity Hoopy.
Oh, man. Don't tell mom to get her fucking shine box.
We talk on the phone a lot.
Super Mafia Brothers.
The Young Sheldon of the Sopranos.
Crazy Rich Murderers.
As far back as I can remember.
The Big Pizza Theory.
Hi, I'm Robert De Niro, and this is the last time I'm going to try.
How I Met My Cellmate.
That's all I got.
Meatball Marinara Shallow Grave. And my last one is, Don't Tell Nobody About the Crimes I Committed.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, buddy.
What a movie. Huh?
How about that?
I love it. We got some good suggestions on the Twitter. Make sure to follow at What's It Pod and tweet your name suggestions at us. It's always fun. Oh, I like this one from at Seth Mills. My dad's old boss and his favorite... No, shit. My dad's old boss and his friends, the movie.
Oh, funny. This is... You wrote in the tweet... We cook in a jailer.
Yeah, we cook in a jailer.
So funny, dude.
It's funny because they're not even really that. They're like,
no, they're not. Know. Yeah, Ray Liotta's like Irish or whatever, even in the movie. Yeah. It's also funny. Like, I love Goodfellas. In the same way that I like military movies. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I really like is that there's a certain type of actor that, like, my heart always goes out to them because they only ever are allowed to do one type of movie.
Right.
And there's those guys, they were in Goodfellas, and then when Sopranos came back around, they were like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Well, people just think they are, and some of them are. Some of them are like, well, I was a gangster until I got in movies.
You know, Matt and Jake. Matt Ingebretson and Jake Weissman and Pat Bishop made their show Corporate. Mm-hmm. And Jake told me that Eddie Pepitone got really mad at him. And honestly, I understand. they like loved Eddie Pepitone, and Jake would open for Eddie Pepitone on the road. And Eddie's like, you know, exactly who Eddie is. But apparently Eddie got really mad at Jake because they just cast him as like a guy who sells hot dogs and screams a lot.
That's so funny.
And it's
though.
Like, it's just who Eddie is. But he's like, I have range. Jake, help me out here. I'm trying to have a bigger. It's like yelling at Jake. I don't just sell hot dogs and yell. Well,
that's like now you're all you're doing now is crushing that role harder.
No!
Yelling hot dog. You're still being him.
There's hot dogs coming out of his mouth. I'm more than this. Jake, fuck you.
Yeah. All right.
My favorite joke ever is when Andy Kindler said that Eddie Pepitone always looks like he just lost all his money at the horse track.
Totally.
Ah! He's like got a big handful of tickets in his hat.
Totally.
His hat's rumpled.
Eddie always looks like that's his only shirt.
I know. At Tig Naruto says The Godfather Part 2.5. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I like this one. Three Robert Depeches. That's from Snorker. Yeah. Hell yeah, Snorker.
At Tabularius AE, Martin Scorsese presents his childhood.
I like, from Tabularius, actually Badfellas.
Got him.
Actually is so funny. Oh, man.
Actually.
I like this from at The Real Zach Still. Y'all ever cut garlic?
At Totally Alan. Alan Strickland Williams said crazy collars.
This collars
did
are
have
crazy.
Wily big collars.
Yeah, wow. Why were
at Demurest so... says Henry Hill and the No Good Very Bad Life Decisions. Nice, dude. That's great.
That's dope.
At Rando Dixon Art says the Gabba Goonies. I was trying to figure out a Goonies one. That's good. That's
at Kick Acetron, how Italians got their groove back. That's just great.
At Boogeyman Weather says, crime guy yells at wife.
At Bimbos from Space, Spaghetti Eastern.
It is a lot of food. It's so for
Spaghetti Eastern. Spaghetti Eastern is great.
Spaghetti Eastern, I think, might be the one.
Yeah, that is tough. Yeah. I like this one from Out of Pock Pot, Peter, Paul, and Tommy.
Oh, man, this one, this is also really fucking good. At Deconsecrate, Ray Liotta talks to you.
Oh, yeah.
Any Joe Pera reference I'm going to love. But that's also, like, true. He's like, when we were out there, when I was 12, maybe you were playing with a ball or chasing girls. I was fucking killing people in the streets. At Tasnorker, Calzone the movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you. Oh, this is great. At Fondle Punch, dude, where's my shine box?
That's a good dude's mic.
That's great.
At Bossy Matilda, Casino Origins.
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny.
That's Caitlin Cutt. She's super funny.
Oh, hell yeah, Caitlin Cutt.
At Kid Obsidian, Men Movie.
Men Movie. Men do like that movie.
At Sadie Quills, Crooklyn, which I never saw. Oh, at Carbon Cesspool, Great Balls of Meat.
Great Balls of Meat.
Ooh,
I like this one from at Dave and Caleb's mom, Joey Nickname and the Murder Boys.
There you go. Hell yeah. At Winslow Dumain, Grease. At Casey Scott Rocks, Racketeering with a Chance of Meatballs.
I like this one from at Fondle Punch. This dog's looking left. This one's looking right. I love this painting.
At That's Me, Carrie C. Con of the Hill.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, there's some good ass puns in here, dude.
Oh, man. I don't know. Who do you...
Okay, so I think it's got to be Spaghetti Eastern, but I do want to point out that Ray Liotta Talks to You is my other favorite.
Yeah, those are both very good. But yeah, Spaghetti Eastern is the most clever.
Bimbos from Space.
Yeah, that's very
crushed
good.
Crushed it.
Very good tweeting, Bimbos from Space. Thanks for everybody that's tweeting at us. It makes us feel good that y'all are participating. Y'all like it. Very fun. And drink that El Segundo.
Do it.
And lay down and join our Patreon. Even if you don't want bonus episodes, even if you're like, one a week's great. Do it anyway. Because it'll help us, and we can buy...
Yeah, keep doing this more.
Yeah.
Shout out to our producers, Dante Beckwith, Ordinary Andrew, Peter Cumestra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Anna Snyder, Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams,
Jane Palatini, and our in-house producer, Kyle Neal.
Oh, yeah.
Also, shout out to Chris Cresswell, who made our incredible theme song. And he and I have a split 4-inch record out now, also as an EP that's on all the streaming services.
Hell yeah.
Listen to that.
Hell yeah. And come see your boy, Caleb. I'm out here on the road. Check me out in Louisville, Kentucky on July 8th and 9th at Planet of the Tapes. And at the Riot in Houston, August 12th and 13th. Come on out. Let's sell those out. And I'll make enough money to buy a tub.
Tub.
What's it called? What's it called?